For MeatPoultry.com, I'm Ryan McCarthy, Digital Media Associate Editor. Valley Oaks Steak Company will be featured in our plant tour section of the magazine this August. It's a small operation just outside our offices in Kansas City, with the feedlot and processing plant all on campus. A customer can even drive up to the front door and buy the fresh cut of meat in their expanding butcher shop. But like many small operations, Valley Oaks is looking to innovate, and with a strong connection to the Kansas City area, they saw a niche with their website, kccompetitionmeats.com. In this podcast, we talked to Jake Huddleston, Valley Oaks Operation Manager, about how the company came up with the idea of the KC Competition Meats website and how people from across the country want to try and replicate the Kansas City taste and flavor in their backyard grilling.
I just want to do a couple things on KC Competition Meats.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of people using it from Kansas City, or are you getting it outsourced mainly?
It's mainly
people,
outside.
People know the Kansas City name and they want to use it.
Correct. We have customers from Maine to California. And we ship out every Tuesday for those weekly orders that those guys are placing. And most of them aren't competition cooks. Even with the plethora of availabilities across the market, there's specific items that a lot of people look for, such as like a Smithfield ET enhanced pork rib, which is the standard when it comes to competition pork rib cooking. So we have one of the few last supplies of that. Smithfield's phasing out that program, so we're talking about looking at how do we maybe bring some other items in, further value add, and to work on that side too. So But mail order, direct sales when it comes to, the future of grocery and/ meat distribution in the future, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Go look at Walmart. They're testing out, direct to your grocery, direct to your refrigerator sales from online purchasing. With your smart lock on your front door, you can unlock your lock, walk in, and put it in your fridge, and, mm-hmm. When you get home, and you're done at the end of the day. So depending on what market you're in, not necessarily does that going to be primarily in the Midwest. I don't think so. But as population centers in East Coast and West Coast keeps getting more and more concentrated, people don't have time to go to the store when you're trying to spend pay your $4,500 a month rent for your one bedroom apartment.
So when it comes, it says competition meats, but do you get people outside competition that like that quality or that type of meat?
But there's somebody new getting into it every day.
Okay.
It's something that. The barbecue
industry, backyard guy.
The backyard guy there's always somebody new that's wanting to get a team together, wanting to try a competition, who doesn't necessarily know what to do or know where to go to get it. So we're a really good resource there too. A lot of people call us on the phone, ask me like, how would you do it?
Yeah,
so
sure.
And which again, coming back, talking like there's really no secrets in this industry. Everybody really likes to share what we do, because there's more than one way to skin the cat. There's more than one way to cook a brisket. Obviously go look at, the thousands of competition entry guys that are out there every day. There's multiple ways to do it. So if we can be a resource and we try to be on that part, but selecting the items that we would use ourselves for competition. We have competition people here that work for us that, they do it on their own. And when we bring in a bunch of pork butts, what we do is we'll go through, we'll cull any of them that don't have the most perfect money muscle on it. Because that's really what those guys are looking for on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or ribs. We'll get 100 boxes of ribs in, we'll break them all open, we'll look for the ones that have the straightest, flattest ribs with the most meat on it. We'll cull out the rest of the ones that are some of our grocery store customers or something else, and we'll keep those for the competition cooks. Wagyu briskets, we have some of our own. And a lot of guys really want to dabble with that, but it's the question is, well, it didn't turn out quite like I thought, and it's, they have so much more fat in them that you have to render them almost 219 degrees, just to get some of that fat to render, which, if you're pulling it 185 or 190 like you used to for your select brisket that you're doing in your backyard, it's just not going to turn out the same eating experience. So it's these little variations. If we can help out somebody like that, we try to, so.
Yeah. The last thing you mentioned, American Royal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do around that time to do stuff? Because it's obviously a big thing here in Kansas City.
So we'll get all of our team entries that will be for around that time. We'll usually bring them over to the Royal Farm. We'll actually use one of our delivery trucks. We'll bring it over to those guys, and that way they can get them straight fresh from us, and not have to worry about it. But other than that, we're also, like I said, we're entering in for the American Royal Steak Competition, and hopefully we do really well there. It's all blind tasting, done over from University of K-State is part of that, and it's really interesting. Last year I think the winner on the grass side was a beefalo, and
a beefalo.
A beefalo on the grass side, and then the grain-fed side was a pure Wagyu out of Texas. So, you know, we got some stiff competition to come up against, but, you know, I'll go out there, and I got a couple of ribeyes that are dry-aging right now that I'm going to be cutting up here this week for, you know, entries for next week's is when the deadline for the entry is, and hope we do pretty good. Yeah. So, but, yeah, it's always fun to do those kinds of little things.
That's it for this week on the Meat and Poultry Podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our feed and leave a rating and a review. In the meantime, check out the latest stories in the print edition of Meat Poultry and online at meatpoultry.com. You can also follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching at Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.